You are listening to The Pet Buzz with pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck.
And here's the dynamic pet duo.
How much are pet owners spending on their pets? Because that's always like a fun figure.
Our latest figure puts it at just over $72 billion.
See how Bob is so casual about the whole thing? It's like only $72 billion. I mean, for me, like $72 billion, I don't even know if I could spend $72
billion. Oh, yeah, you could.
I would say, yeah, I agree with you, Doc. I know Charlotte well enough. That wouldn't be an obstacle.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is.
The Pet Buzz gives you the latest 411 on everything pet-related.
Everything pet-related.
When we start looking at what we're looking at, antigen levels, antibody levels, and what we know about what's happening to the cat, all the data suggests that cats are infected at the same rate as the dog.
That was Dr. Thomas Nelson, medical director of the Animal Medical Center in Northeast Alabama.
And now, Pet Buzz news from around the globe.
So last week, the American Kennel Club announced their list of the most popular breeds of dog in the United States. Once again, the Labrador Retriever came out on top for the 28th consecutive year.
You are listening to The Pet Buzz with pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck.
My human does this funny thing where she goes around and gets all my toys, and then she hides them in that basket by the door. And then she acts so surprised when I find them. It's like, hello, this is where you put it last time. You are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
You are listening to The Pet Buzz with pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck.